I think that we should be more rational, should be more reason-based when it comes to doing good, because I think if we're unreflective about where we're giving, or if we just give on the basis of emotional salience, then we're just going to do less to make the world a better place. And I think that's in conflict with maybe our deep values. I mean, in particular, if you just focus on the things that are most emotionally salient, then you're probably doing very similar activities that everyone else is doing. And that means you're probably focusing on something that's already comparatively well-funded. And so I talk about this in my book with respect to disaster relief versus what I would call ongoing disasters like tuberculosis, malaria, tropical diseases. Natural disasters, obviously we should fund them. Disaster relief. Obviously we should fund that, but they get far more in funding comparatively than these ongoing natural disasters because they're so much more emotionally salient. And so I do think that the correct way to approach doing good is just to have this combination. You have the natural human emotional impulse to help, but then that does need to be guided by our ability to reason and to think. That means that our first instincts might not be the correct ones. We need to more rationally reflect in order to think, well, is this the best way I could be doing good?
So when you see the pictures on the TV of a natural disaster, mm-hmm. you know, it tugs on your heartstrings. You pick
That's
up the
right.
phone, you donate $100, £100, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. You're saying, don't do that. Take a moment. Think more rationally. Do mm-hmm. some research mm-hmm. about how that $100 or £100 could be most effective.
Yeah, that's right. Rather than you think, this natural disaster, that's terrible. Well, then think, there's ongoing natural disasters. You know, just today, 70 jumbo jets worth full of children died as a result of easily preventable diseases. And that's not covered in the media. But obviously it's just as big a catastrophe as natural disasters. And if we care about preventing natural disasters, well, and preventing the scale of suffering caused by them, making countries economically better off is a great way to do that. And the best ways to do that I know of, at least among concrete measurable ways of doing so, are things like donating to Against Malaria Foundation that distributes insecticide treated bed nets, donating to deworming, or donating to Give Directly, which just simply transfers cash to the poorest people in the world.